It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, August 7th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We think of the internet as an endless expanse of data and interaction with big, bright points of focus and a million dark corners. But more and more, your view of the web's vast spectrum depends a lot on where you live. You'll remember earlier this month there was a proposal to automatically block pornography across Britain. Users would have to opt in to be allowed to view online porn. In Vietnam, there's a more extreme example of censorship. A new law there will make it illegal to post news or general information on the internet. What the heck does that mean? Hard to know, and that's on purpose, says Madeline Earp of the advocacy group Freedom House. Earp has been working on a big report out next month called Freedom of the Net. She says Vietnam is a country that is going the China route in internet policy. Hi, Madeline.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit more about internet access in Vietnam.
Vietnam is a very young country, and almost all young people, regardless of whether they're in a city or not, are getting some kind of internet access, and increasingly via a mobile device. You know, most people will go to the internet rather than go to a newspaper in Vietnam to get their daily information. That's why the government is seeking to introduce these kinds of decrees, because they're seeing that their own controls over traditional media sort of slipping away.
Vietnam is a one-party political system there. Does that have an impact not only on this decree, but also how it might be implemented?
Yes, absolutely, because any criticism of the ruling party is considered anti-state commentary.
How does this example sit against the rest of the world and the rest of the region?
China is the obvious model that Vietnam is using.
Okay.
In some ways, it doesn't matter what the ban is on sharing information if you can do it anonymously, that this decree is now trying to make international service providers comply with local laws. They are obliged to hand over personal details, which can then end up in getting prosecuted. That's something that China has done very successfully in the past, and it looks like Vietnam is trying to do the same thing.
I guess we don't know, right, how this might play out over the next, 12 months or so?
We'll all be watching to see how it plays out. I think our big concern is that if people continue to share information as they have been doing, then they are vulnerable to arrest and to increasingly long prison terms, which were, many of the most recent sentences have been 10 years, 12 years, 13 years. That's a very high price to pay. And that's our big worry going forward, is that people are going to be made more vulnerable as a result of this decree.
Madeline Earp is a research analyst at the watchdog organization Freedom House. Madeline, thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, of all the people in the world imprisoned for the offense of blogging, 20% have been jailed in Vietnam. And finally, Facebook has changed its news feed to reflect more personalized results. At a press conference this week, representatives said older stories generating a lot of likes and comments will now be reposted at the top of your news feed. Okay, Facebook, now find a way to weed out the annoying posts, and we'll talk. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.